As we go throughout our lives, we more often than not feel a sense of belonging at our places of work, within our families, and the people we choose to spend our time with. But sometimes we just don't fit in. That can make things awkward. It can stifle us, and it can impact our mental health in some seriously negative ways. But what's the difference between belonging and fitting in? And what can we do to remove that uncomfortable and limiting feeling that we get when we don't? In today's episode, I'll distinguish the difference between what it means to belong versus fit in, how acting intentionally can work for us or against us, and how giving up the effort to fit in leaves more energy for things that truly matter. You are a working professional who's interested in doing your best in all aspects of your life. You put everything into the roles you play, but sometimes it can be hard to stay focused and avoid burnout. My name is Ryan Rodriguez. And as the host of the Ignited Podcast, I'm here to give you the tools and perspective you need to keep the four flames of fitness, intellect, relationships, and energy burning steady. By keeping those flames lit, your fire can burn bright. Join me in challenging the status quo by taking ownership of our lives, building up each other, and becoming the people that we were meant to be. Do more. Be more. Be ignited. Y'all know that I love to read books. I love reading all kinds of books. Sci-fi, fantasy, thriller, historical fiction. I could go on and on and on. Honestly, I don't think there's a genre that I don't read. Although there is a new one called fairy porn that arose from a new book series, A Court of Thorns and Roses. Apparently it's pretty big. But that doesn't really intrigue me all that much. But to each their own. Anyway, I read a book by Brené Brown called Braving the Wilderness, which challenges what we think we know about cultivating true belonging in our communities, our organizations, and our cultures. One of my favorite things about what she says in this book is that fostering the courage to stand alone, regardless of where you're at and how you feel, is true freedom. And that rang so true to me. This book got me thinking about differences between fitting in and belonging, so I made some notes on what my definitions of these two terms were. And to me, fitting in is not belonging. And Brené Brown agrees. In fact, in an article she wrote, she says that, quote, fitting in is the greatest barrier to belonging. Fitting in, she's discovered during the past decade of her research, is assessing situations and groups of people, and then twisting yourself into a human pretzel in order to get them to let you hang out with them. She says, belonging is something else entirely. It's showing up and letting yourself be seen and known as you really are. She went on to say that many of us suffer from this split between who we are and who we present to the world in order to be accepted. But we're not letting ourselves be known, and this kind of incongruent living is soul-sucking. I couldn't agree with her more. A lot of us were victim to this way of thinking and behaving in high school, where we'd wear certain things or talk in a certain way in order to be accepted. And kudos to you who didn't sacrifice who you were to fit in. A high five for those of you who didn't do drugs just to fit in or sleep around to be accepted. I get that this makes me sound really boring, because I was that person. I stepped outside of the group. But I look back on those times in my life with zero regrets of who I was and the things that I did or didn't do. Even in my current profession as a firefighter, I don't really fit in. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I value my family and my children. I don't, quote, come to work to escape my family. And I'm not trying to flirt with every nurse that I see when I drop patients off at the ER. Keep in mind, I'm speaking on my personal experience and things I've witnessed. And if this isn't your experience, that's great. Again, to each their own. However, for the sake of discussion, I'm shining a light on the environments that I've been subject to and how it relates to fitting in versus belonging. So let's talk about being intentional. When you're subject to the people and behaviors around you, you've got two options. You can go with the flow and join the crowd, or you can stand like a tree by the river of truth and remain true to yourself. I mentioned in the intro that acting intentionally in these things can work for you or against you. So in that, I mean that you may get what you want or what you think you want, but in the end, you'll wind up sacrificing something for that thing. For example, I knew of a captain who had some serious shenanigans around his promotion. He didn't meet the qualifications. He wasn't eligible on paper. I've heard that he didn't even have to take the written exam, but yet he was promoted all the same. This same captain would come to work, harass his crew, continuously put them in danger on fire scenes, and was blatant with examples of sexual harassment and bullying. He was famous for telling everyone who would listen how he, quote, comes to work to get away from his family. Well, this toxic tirade continued, and ultimately he was willing to put his wife and children on the sacrificial altar to get a promotion to battalion chief, even though he didn't meet the educational requirements for it. So I say that because he focused on himself, he focused on getting that promotion, and ultimately got a divorce. And he's not all that close with his kids. That's what I'm talking about when I say that he was willing to put them on the sacrificial altar. So now, yeah, he's got his battalion chief promotion, but he's a single father of, you know, kids living in an apartment. So, I mean, if that's what success looks like to you, then that's your deal. But to me, that is not success. That's not what success looks like at all. I look at this guy as a great example of what not to do and how not to be. So when I say that you can be intentional in making things work for or against you, it really comes down to what you want and what you're willing to put on that sacrificial altar. What parts of yourself are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to sacrifice your integrity, your family, your character? I spoke of planting yourself firm by the river of truth and just a few minutes ago, and that comes from a monologue from Captain America, one of my favorite characters in the Marvel Universe. A version of my all-time favorite quote by Steve Rogers made it into the movie Captain America Civil War, but here's the original. This is the original quote from the comic book, and this is where he's actually talking to Peter Parker, who's known as Spider-Man, about revealing his identity to the public by choice and not forcing all heroes to submit to the government's idea to have an identity registration act. And Peter Parker was worried about what the news media would say about them and what the people they were trying to protect would say about him. And Rogers told him this: doesn't matter what the press says, doesn't matter what the politicians or the mob say, doesn't matter if the whole country decides that something wrong is something right. This nation was founded on one principle above all else: the requirement that we stand up for what we believe, no matter the odds or consequences. When the mob and the press and the whole world tell you to move, your job is to plant yourself like a tree beside the river of truth and tell the whole world, no, you move. If you're the type of person who is okay sacrificing your family and morals to get what you think you want, then you'd better not be surprised when people don't look at you with genuine respect and honor. It's the decisions that we make that allow us to sleep comfortably at night, that solidify our character, for good or bad. The choice is up to you. It's like telling a daily lie rather than just resting in the truth when you're spending so much effort trying to fit in. And when people lie, they have to remember what they said so they don't contradict themselves later on. When you operate in truth, there's nothing to keep track of because you can just rest on the truth of what happened. There is no burden to carry. And Mark Twain once said, if you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything. Simple as that. It takes so much effort to fit in You guys, so much effort. You've got to twist who you are, change some things, maybe tell a little lie here and there, put yourself forward in a false way and represent yourself incorrectly or falsely. But maybe that's ultimately who you become. And to me, that's not particularly a good thing. All the effort that it would take to remember the small details of any lie you tell or anything you change about yourself require a lot of mental energy. Don't you think that energy would be better spent somewhere else? I think it would be much better spent on knowing yourself and growing yourself. The path becomes clear once you realize who you are and what you want to be. You will no longer be stifled by circumstances or those people around you who would tear you down. You'll naturally attract the people who should be in your life and who want to stoke your fire because they're inspired by it. So the difference between fitting in and belonging. Fitting in, again, requires you to change who you are, change things about you. Belonging, you can stand on your own. You can stand by yourself and have a sense of belonging because you're confident in who you are, you're confident in what you believe, and you're confident in what you stand for. So as we wrap up today's discussion, it's clear that the journey from fitting in to truly belonging is one that requires courage, intentionality, and a commitment to authenticity. We've explored the stark difference between the two, understanding that fitting in often demands sacrifices of our integrity, our values, and even our relationships. So here's the call to action. Let's commit to being intentional about how we show up in our communities, in our workplaces, in our relationships, and let's choose the path of authenticity, even when it's challenging, knowing that it leads to true belonging and fulfillment. And remember the words of Captain America. When the world tells you to move, your job is to plant yourself like a tree beside the river of truth and tell the whole world, no, you move. So let's stand firm in our truth. Let's embrace who we are without apology. Let's inspire others to do the same. Because when we stop trying to fit in, we create space for meaningful connections, genuine relationships, and a life that aligns with our true selves. To me, that's belonging. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Together, let's embrace belonging over conformity, and let's empower each other to live authentically, one courageous step at a time. I hope you've gained some insight and perspective while listening to today's episode. I love producing the topics that I share with you, and I hope you get a lot out of them. I would very much like for you to share this episode and share the show with people who you think could benefit from it. Thanks for listening to the latest episode of the Ignited Podcast. This is Ryan Rodriguez signing off, reminding you to do more, be ignited.